such an asshole.
The last request of the day. Look at that, huh? Caught up. Oh, boy, that's a good day. Always take the wins when you can. As you know, my opinion about mental illness is that 90% of people are faking it to get attention and to have some kind of agency and value as long as it doesn't require work. There are people who have genuine mental illness. They do suffer. It is a real thing. And this guy is one of them. So normally where I'm like, stop being a weakling, and I'm going to try not to curse because this message needs to get out a little bit and it'll help people. Stop blaming a mental disorder you don't have for your laziness. That's basically what it is. Because hey, where's a copy of that book? Here, get this book. How Not to Become a Millennial. If I recall, what is it? 1 in 4 women. Well, that's all ages are on some kind of antidepressant. But I think it was like half the population will be diagnosed with a mental disorder. Like, really? Half? Really? Mental disorder? Or was it permanent or something? It's just, it's absurd. The percent of people that have mental illness. Not that, oh my God, there's a mental health crisis. It's like, no, you're all faking it. And it's an insult to those that actually do suffer from mental illness. So I just want to get that there. So you could buy that book. It's a great book. Hi, Aaron. I hope you had a nice vacation. Where did you go, if you don't mind me asking? I went to Minneapolis and sat on my ass. I did a week of catching up, so I had a clean plate. And the last week, I just sat. I watched golf for 3 hours. I went to an outdoor bar lake area and sat there for an afternoon. I sat by 2 pools for the cumulative of 3 days, went swimming, and I got some coffee at Dunkin' Donuts twice. And I got a story about Dunkin' Donuts later. Yeah, and I went to Green Bay, visited a friend, visited some family in Wisconsin. That was about it. I'll try to be succinct as possible. I'm 23 and I joined, I'm going to keep you anonymous, the military as an enlisted. I wanted to use the training to start my own private security company after my discharge. A streak of entrepreneurial spirit I thought was feasible. I had some possibly genetic mental problems from the recruiters because I thought I was being a bitch and wanted to work through it. So genetic, you know, doesn't mean you got it. Just mean you're prone to it. But we'll find out later. Before I work through it, previous suicide attempt. Oh, yeah, you got it. See? Yeah. Depression, anxiety. Oh, schizophrenia runs in the family. All right, but you are not your father. So it's good. You should go get screened for that. Of course, you've already gone through this. But anyone else out there, if your family has a proclivity for these things, go. Really, do I say this? Go talk to a therapist. Go talk to someone, you know, like, I mean, even maybe the geneticist, someone, are they at that level now where you could screen for? I know they do that with cancer. I got to go in and always get the cancer and have the finger shoved up my ass. No cancer up there today, Aaron. Thank you, Dr. Finger. I got a waiver and it was okay for a year. Right before deployment, a buddy of mine was murdered at a place. No witnesses, no motive. He was 18 and just recently married. Not to be too dark, but maybe it was did he marry the off-base stripper? Does anyone listen to Uncle Terrence Pop anymore? Do you guys get like a debriefing? No witnesses, no, no, da, 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 da. 3 days later, another buddy, I believe it was unrelated to the murder, I found dead. He shot himself at a place. He was my roommate, 19 years old. All right, so these are seriously traumatic things. You ain't even off to war yet, and you've already seen more death. Combined with my girlfriend cheating on me a few weeks earlier with her douchebag ex, this was too much too soon for me mentally. My past caught up at once, and I had a mental breakdown and was then mentally discharged as being unfit for duty. Okay, here's the thing, dude. If you even have a twinge in that mind of yours thinking somehow this is your fault, it ain't. I don't know anybody that could go through that. I certainly not gone through anything like that. And where I can't claim to know what would happen, but yeah, I'd probably break down too. That is too much. especially for somebody genetically predisposed to having some kind of mental issues. I don't know why the military wouldn't have been like a little bit more understanding. Like, hey, okay, kid, why don't you take a leave for like 3 months and talk to a therapist? But yeah, that's why you boys don't have girlfriends coming out of high school and marry them before you go off to the military. That's one thing. But then, yeah, all the murder and death, and you ain't even left for Baghdad yet. Because I wasn't deployed, I was told I'd have to forfeit my benefits, GI Bill, VA, etc., to get a medical discharge. I don't know if I can legally sue if this isn't right, but I don't have the time or money for a lawyer. Well, why don't you go reach out to some lawyers anyway? Some guys, ex-military, probably have some recommendations in the comment sections. Any military guys know someone? It isn't like they're all money-grubbing whores and lawyers out there, but there might be a lawyer who might take your case. But something to think about. It is what it is. It is. I get it. People die in the military all the time. But with what happened, how it happened, I couldn't mentally cope with it all. I broke down. I got back to my apartment in California. I was evicted because of the mental stress after 3 months because of alcoholism and drug abuse. Oh, whoa. All right. Here's where we go into my world. And it is the main topic of the conversation or of this consultation. I'm sorry, man. You got a mental disease. No doubt. It doesn't change the fact that the world is not going to change for you. You have to pay your rent. You can't get drunk all the time. You can't not pay for things. I don't care how bad and how legitimate, how severe the real world does. I'm just a messenger. I'm from the real world. The real world has sent me and it says, we don't give a flying F about your problems, legitimate as they might be. Now, hopefully there's some charity and kindness, but the real world doesn't give an F about your problems. You know why? The real world doesn't give an F about you. And there will be consequences for you ignoring out. Another perfect example, not related to mental disorder or alcoholism or drug abuse, right? But I'll give you another where the world is not a sentient entity that you can plead and bargain with. You have to abide by this rule. Fat chicks. Fat chicks have it in their mind that they are beautiful still. And not which is already pretty delusional, but that somehow they're entitled to attractive, well-off men, higher quality men. Right? Now, who wins in the end? Reality or the fat girls? And notice, like, no one is really pro-alcoholism or pro-abusing drugs. But you look at not the real world, this would be the lying marketing political world. Look at how much they lie to these girls to convince them that big is beautiful. So you buy Dove soap or plus size clothes at Target. You're brave, amazing. Buy Oprah's book. Like they got that all going on. All right. So then, and even with that propaganda, they go for it. The real world doesn't care how much propaganda you've been fed. In the end, high quality men are not going to date or court or have sex with fat, ugly women. That's the reality doesn't care how many, literally in that case, trillions of dollars and trillions of hours have gone into propagandizing now three full generations of women. And now, okay, you got mental illness. You have my sympathies. I drank and abused drugs. Too bad for you. Knock that off. And the reason why, I don't care how it feels. I don't care what mental disorder you have. I don't care how legitimate it is. The real world doesn't care. And you're making it worse off. The solution, I'm fat. Eat less and exercise more. But I have a mental disorder. Think my advice is still good. It's not my advice. It's not my opinion. The fact is, eat less and work out more. I can't get the girls. Lose weight and work out more and make more money. Oh, but I have and the anxieties and the bipolar. Work out, make more money, dress better. Doesn't matter, but I have blue eyes. I come from Croatia. I live in Door County, Wisconsin. Doesn't matter. The variables don't matter, including your mental health. Aaron, I went into debt for a stupid degree and I'm financially crippled. Well, you should work a second job and move back at home to save money and pay off your debts. But I'm a girl and I'm discriminated against and I'm running out of mental disorders. And I suffer from anxiety. Work a second job, move back home with your parents, and maybe go major in STEM the second time around. Real world doesn't care. And move back with my parents in another area of California. Fast forward to now, we're moving to Southwest Florida, Fort Myers area in a few months. And I think it'll be a good fresh start for me. Yes. Dude, getting out of California alone is going to be way better for you. Way better. And you're in probably the worst part of California. The traffic alone is going to make you feel better. To move past what happened as best I can. They're willing to support me until I'm able to move out again. I'm currently working at a place as a summer job. It's busy work, but it helps occupy my mind off of what happened. So you're working. Good. That's a good thing. You're making money. You're actually probably strong enough to serve as other purposes for that particular job. That's good. You're meeting people. You have agency and purpose. Notice how that's a much better response and action or solution or initial solution to your problems than drinking and doing drugs. People don't want to learn to do this as a skill. That's a good skill. I bet, you know, even though you don't get to sit down and study, that's a good skill to have because it's kind of a commodity. It's always good to have that skill because you can use it anywhere in the world. Kind of like security. You could use it anywhere in the world. Maybe it'll help me get out of the house and be more social. Yes. That's great. Yes. Very good first step. Yes. My question is, would you recommend I stay in Florida with my folks until I can find my own place again? Well, yeah, you don't have a choice. You don't have any savings. Yes. And not, again, this is not to belittle you. I don't know if you're mentally there yet to be off on your own. And also moving, whether you have a mental disorder or not, that's somewhat of a, I wouldn't say traumatic, but it is jarring. It could be uncomfortable. Like even here, I got a very nice house. It's still psychologically, well, it's not my house I'm used to back in the WBL. It's not my basement, apartment I had back in Minneapolis, right? It takes a while to nest, to get comfortable, get psychologically comfortable. So just give yourself some time, man. You don't need to now move again into a weird new, just spend some time with your family, recover, recoup. I would, in your case, I would absolutely continue to talk to a therapist. I don't know if you have a new therapist in Florida or it should be covered maybe from the VA. I don't know. But I would, if you don't have a therapist, histherapist.com, Dr. David Maloney, he's on the internet. Go talk to him. Maybe as beginners, as a starter. But I wouldn't move out because you're changing your environment too much. You'll be moving, too much mental change, visual stimulation, too much mental visual stimulation, too much environmental change. Just get stable, save up a good savings amount. And then maybe start looking for a place. it'll be a lot easier than a $2,500 a month rent in California. Yeah, screw California. I'm single with hardly any friends. Well, yeah, you're not going to have you're moving to a new place. You got internet friends, I'm sure, but you're going to make some friends at work. No ties to this area. I could work my job for the time being until I figure out a career. Yes. And here's another thing what I would do. Because you're in Florida, that's a free state, go to a gym, get some physical work. You don't have to go crazy, but you were in the military. Remember basic. I would get in some get in if you're not already and stay in good physical shape. And I think you got meetup groups down there. I'll pick up, dude, you're down there. I can give you two things immediately to do in Florida. Oh, yeah. You are old enough to smoke. Check out some cigar lounge, get some guy time in. Don't like, hey, guys, can I just go in, hang out once in a while, get yourself a cigar, talk to the old man at the cigar lounge, okay? That's one thing to consider. Two, I'd pick up salsa dancing. Get out. Not that you should, you're not dating girls now. You're not in a condition to date girls. But having a pretty girl in your arm ain't going to hurt you. Right? And getting out, getting a little bit of cardio exercise and learning something, keeping your mind focused on a new skill or a trade. Skill. salsa is very popular. That I would be doing. If for any other reason, that's what Florida offers. I mean, that's two of the cultural things that are really great I like about Florida. Maybe you don't like them, but give them a shot anyway. And maybe you really like it. So then you'll have working your job, which is kind of pretty social to begin with. You have ballroom dance, salsa dancing. That'll be very social and fun. You have the cigar lounge. Talk to some guys that ain't your old man. Maybe you and your old man, it could be a father-son thing. Little bonding, go to the cigar lounge together with your old man. That'd be something cool. You know, maybe he'd like to join. And you could figure out your career later. But right now, just get acclimated to Florida. Give it about a year. I'm not saying don't think about your career. Certainly spend some time evaluating, figuring some things out, but that's not your most pressing issue. Your pressing issue, get some reliable employment, get your therapy in line, talk to a therapist, get some exercise, get some hobbies. You're not going to have a huge social life because people your age just don't socialize, but get out there a little bit, get what kind of social life you can. 3 months to 6 months from now, stay off the booze and the drugs. You should be in a better state, feeling a little bit happier down that time. What is your favorite spot in the state if you've been through? Oh, I've spent plenty of time down in Florida. My favorite part is St. Petersburg. And that includes Tampa and Clearwater as well, that entire metro area. I like St. Petersburg, though, very much. It has one of my favorite cigar lounges, Central Cigars. I love the architecture. I love running around the bay. And then Tampa's a fun town too. A lot of cigar lounges there. Have you noticed the cigars? Lots of little bars and restaurants over on the ocean. And it's a nice area. And if you want to go to Clearwater Beach, you can, although that's kind of a zoo. But I very much enjoy that area. I kind of enjoyed Miami, but that's traffic I want to deal with. And St. Augustine, which is way on the other side of the state, I enjoyed that. And I did go through Fort Myers, didn't really spend much time there. I was in Sarasota and Bremerton. It's all right. But I enjoy Florida a lot. I enjoy it. But you don't have to travel and explore it all in one day. And should I go the PMC, which I had to look at, private military company route, despite my breakdown with my training? Maybe I can motivate myself to go to college to take some community classes to get my mind back. Yeah. And I would take no more than one class. Okay. Take it at night through the community college, tech college. So you're not paying an arm and a leg. Maybe wait till you get residency so you pay state in-state tuition. But I would absolutely do that. And the reason I absolutely do that is not for the education. Absolutely. Go there, socialize people your own age. Just get out. That's another thing to do. Meet different people. Have your mind stimulated. Try to ignore the Marxist, leftist, social justice. That's why you go to night school. That's where the adults go to school. Like, they don't go. The kids, the children. I don't care if they're 20 or puberty or pubescent, but they're post-pubescent. They're children. You go to night school where the adults who work and support the society go. That's another thing you could do. And I'd absolutely do that. You know, one night a week or something like that, or maybe two. I don't know what their schedule is, but yeah, take a college class, get out, try that out. As for the private military career, I'm not against it. I don't know how you would. Some people who were ex-military then went and worked for Blackwater could probably tell you. But not me. I know maybe you might want to consider working security, but I think you got enough on your plate work-wise. And hobby-wise, I won't worry about that. I'd get your carry conceal permit if you can. I don't know what the rules are with your mental disorders or whatever. And maybe pick up some martial arts as well. But I would get stable first before you start thinking of the private military company route. But yeah, you could go that route. And here's the thing. Should I go the PMC route despite my breakdown, but with my training? That you got to run that past the therapist or somebody. I don't know. Because I'm sure they don't want to have someone who's mentally unstable. And if you have a flashback or times get tough and you lose it and you break down again when you're getting shot at and you're not covering somebody six, and up comes the guy through the through the door hatch. No. So that's something you morally have to figure out whether it, I wouldn't do it right now because you're just recovering right now. So no to that. I wouldn't date girls. You're not there yet. And I certainly wouldn't put the lives of other men's in my hands doing that. Maybe nighttime security, because there's really no threat. You know, building security, I mean, not bodyguard or something like that. But maybe that's down the road once you feel, and maybe you get a green light from someone who is more versed in mental health than I am. Your therapist, I mean. But sorry for being lengthy. That's perfectly all right. It's a complicated situation. I'd like this to be a video response. If you want to picture myself, I could send one. Give me some confidence with the lady. No. Don't worry about the ladies, man. Don't worry. I'll tell you this. You're probably in the best state for pretty girls. I'll tell you that, which isn't saying much, though, because I was in Miami. Myra and Fresh and Fit, they're all like, dude, the girls here are hot, da-da-da. And I kind of like, okay, they're hotter, but this is nothing like the late 80s, early 90s that I remember. I mean, there were some hot girls back in my day. I'm like, this is kind of, it's hot. It's United States hot. It's hot for the United States. It's fat chick hot. You know, like there are some girls. I'm like, okay, they're in shape. All right, that's rare. You don't see that anymore. But yeah, you're in the right state for hot girls. Girls are the last thing on your mind, man. They are the last thing on your mind. Don't torture your poor mind with that unnecessary baggage. I can answer any follow-up questions you might have. Thanks, Aaron. God be with you. And we'll keep you anonymous. We'll call you Robert. So, all right. Any guy in the military might have an idea or help for him, put it in the comments section below. DB, $5 Canadian. I'm convinced 99% of mental health problems stem from the inability to accept and deal with your present reality and the consequences of one's actions. I could go along with that, but how much of that is because they're actually mentally ill? Like, let's say you're mentally ill. Well, of course, you're not going to be able to adhere to reality or interpret reality. Those would be genuine mental health problems, maybe. I've cases reported people who claim to have a mental illness. I call BS on 95% of them in the United States. Like real countries where there's real problems, then it's probably real. But here, Tanner, the Gen Z wonder boy who grew up in the Wisese and had everything bought and paid for, and dad was like this mousy little man and never like, well, was told by his teachers, well, you might like dick. You never know at the age of five. Yeah. Yeah, I don't think he's got mental illness. I think he's just weak. But this guy definitely does. This guy saw murder, death. Yeah. So, Swallow Blue. I told you, Swallow, don't save your money. $5, but my hobby is sending you money. Well, I'll tell you this. It's better than a only friends, friends, fans only girl. Only fans, friends, whatever that thing. Juan had a run in with the family court and lost. He talked about it on DT's Will to Power. Taekwondo? He talked about it on DT's. Wait, so DT interviewed a guy named Juan? Who's Juan? Cabrera? Whatever. Oh, dang. Hang on. Oh, dang. Okay, 137. I'm getting that now. I better reach out to Juan. DT. No, I should go YouTube. Black Brigade debrief, by the way. All right. 130. Oh, so this is recent. All right. I'm going to pause that. Oh, geez. Juan Cabrera, if I'm listening, I'm sorry, man. Reach out. We caught up. Oh, no. Viking Fitness. Hey, 10 generous dollars. Work at Amazon, kids. It's $17 an hour to put items in a box. A baboon could do it. And if you're inclined to work overtime, it's time and a half. That damn near $30 per hour to put in a to put trinkets in a box. Yeah, but I mean, some people aren't mentally capable of that. I don't know. I always kind of want to deliver pizzas. I guess Grubhub is the thing that you would do. Oh, look who's here. Nonstop Trey. The man with the magical black penis. For $2, Cappy's first crush was Betty White. Betty White, yeah. Yeah, that's how. No, my first crush would have been Cindy Crawford, probably. What's she look like now? I got to see what she probably is still stunning. And any of you guys from the 80s and 90s know who she is. Cindy Crawford today. Dre, look her up if you don't know who she is. Oh, yeah. I mean, she got wrinkles, but she's still, well, maybe not. She's still good looking for what? 50-odd-year-old woman? Yeah. Yeah. I guess maybe not. Would I bang? Not there yet. Not there. Not, I'm not that old yet. Still a beautiful woman for mid-50s. But yeah, look at her when she was young. Woo! Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! Ava Mendez is my new gal. That's my new gal. If Ava Mendez were to show up at my house today, I would not kick her out. I would charitably and kindly take her in because I'm for the Latino community. See? I am for diversity. Our future MD1, new guy here. Thank you for the 10 generous dollars. Hey, Cap, I've had a tough time with learned helplessness. I'm leaving Texas for Florida residency. Plastic surgery. My mom and fam are pissed, but I felt like F it, but still feel guilty what I do. Dude, you're a plastic surgeon? Go. Yeah, what? No, no, no. Your family, okay, here, real quick for the $10 here. Your family doesn't love you more than they love themselves, okay? They may not even love you. You are not their slave. They should be like, what do you want to do? Go. Like every girl I've dated, you can leave at any time. I don't want you feeling obliged to stay here. You can leave at any time. Just let me know. And my folks probably they couldn't wait for me to get out of the house. But they never said, well, are you going to come back? It's like, no, I'm not coming back. That it's just weird. I've never had that. My family was always kind of like, I'm doing my own thing. Good. Get out of here. Love you. Love you, too. That's kind of how it worked. But this possession, possessive people don't love you. They want to own and control you. Leave. So what, your mom and family? I bet you they're taking money from you too. Are you supporting the family, Mr. Dr. Man? Still feel guilty. What do I do? Leave and get over it. Look, I lifted weights and it hurt. What do I do? Do it again until it stops hurting. Then put more weight on and do it till it hurts again. And then you'll inevitably build a resistance or a tolerance to the pain of working out. Leave. All right, that's it. Okay. Questions, answers, assholeconsulting.com. Away, here we are. Artemis Wim, Worm, $2. These people need stoicism. He needs to chill out. I don't want him getting overstimulated, you know, like, oh, I'm going to work this job. I'm going to work that. It's like, just go relax. Go relax. All right. Oh, wait. Did I miss another one? No, I didn't. All right. See you guys later. Toodles.